Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn from the Missinewall Valley High School. It's time for basketball, Fort Recovery, and the Blackhawks playing here tonight. And cool evening. I guess the other night, Jeff, they had to stop the game against Ansonia because they got too much moisture on the floor.
Yeah, it ended up in a tie in double overtime. I know the end here at the south end got really slick due to the conditions outside, and unfortunately they had to call it, and it was a tie ball game.
Well, we're going to talk with the head coach of the Indians, Mr. Mike Bayshore. We'll do that in a moment. Right after we pause for this from a couple of our fine sponsors here on BG14, J Country 101.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back in Missinewall Valley High School, we have Mike Bayshore with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And coach, nice to get a win in the column last night. Talk about the Parkway game last evening.
Well, it didn't start out the best for us. We dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, but you know, our defensive pressure really got to them throughout the end of the first and the second quarter. And Peyton Judy shot the ball real well in the second half. And then down the stretch from about 3 minutes on in the third through the fourth, we played really good defense. I think we gave up about 8 points from there on out. We were able to get things going back in our direction with tempo and stuff. And real proud of the kids. They battled back from two double-digit deficits. So be able to still win that game, it wasn't necessarily our best performance.
Well, that's kind of been one of your themes, that you've gotten behind some, but the kids come back.
Yeah, it says a lot about our kids to know that we're never out of any basketball game, no matter what the score might be. You know, we got down real big to Marion and almost won that game in the last second shot. So we've got to get better at not digging ourselves into those holes, and I think we could be a really good basketball team if we do that.
Makes life a lot easier for the coach if that's the case, that's for sure. Well, tell us about Valley. What about the Blackhawks?
They're going to be well coached. Tim Bargie's been around for a long time, was a fantastic girls coach back in Versailles in the day. So they're going to be well prepared. The Bowman kid, they kind of run everything through him. He's averaging right around around 18 to 20 a game. If we can kind of keep him under control and do our normal defense on everybody else, I like our chances tonight. We're going to try to speed him up a little bit and pressure him a little bit, because that's what we do best. We play better defense when we're out full court and getting after people a little bit.
How about your starters, Mike?
We're sticking with what we've had the last few games with the two freshmen and Derek Judy and Clay Schmitz, and then obviously the two seniors and Braun and Cade, and then we'll go with Petey as well.
How about health-wise, kids all okay? And
we're fine. No one's sick. We're ready to go. Try to build off the momentum of last night.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. Best of luck. Let's get them tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, once again, that's Mike Bayshore, head basketball coach at Fort Recovery. We'll be back with more here at Mississippi Valley High School right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Mississinewa Valley. And I've probably told you this before, but see that up there? It says District Champions 1975, Regional Champions 1975.
Yeah.
I had the privilege to broadcast those games.
Oh, really?
Here, so, of course, that's so. You know, Wade Gelhaus's dad was.
Yeah, Dwayne's dad and his uncle both, I think, played on that team.
Absolutely.
So, what radio station?
I was with Winchester at that time.
Really?
Yeah, WIUC at the time.
Huh.
Spent 4 years there before I moved up to Portland. So.
Did not know that.
Yes, indeed. We're getting the starting lineups introduced here. And let me give you the B-team results. It was Fort Recovery 36, Valley 32, tied 7-7 at the first quarter. We led 18-14 at the half. We led 26-21 after three. Valley got to back to within two at 34-32, I think, or something like that. And the Indians win by four, 36-32. They were led in scoring by Regan Martin with eight. Gavin Toby had 8 points. Ryan Post ended up with nine on the night. Those are the big scores. Three for Riley Dilworth, two for Dylan Evers, two for Brian Benn. Ian Hoban had two, and Toby Wendell with 2 points. And the girls won today here earlier. They defeated Valley 53-23. Fort Recovery goes to 14-3 at the varsity level. Valley, unfortunately, they are 0-19 or something like that.
Are they? They're not. Yeah, I don't know. Their record's not very good.
Grace Chen had 14. Val Mollenkamp with 11. 7 points for Brooke Pollig. 6 for Macy Day. 5 points for Kiera Wendell. Tipping in with 3 points apiece. Kaya Wendell and Hope Wendell. 2 points for Olivia Pass and Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery 53, Valley 23 in girls basketball today. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Mann on Highway 67 at the West Edge of Portland. Would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. And don't forget, Dr. Banner's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Christy Hart and Lori Penn. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner on Highway 67, the West Edge of Portland. Dr. Banner would love to be your family's dentist. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy, located in Of course, Fort Recovery, along with Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, just right down the road here in Union City, and also in Bern, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy. Set to go. Going to be Petey jumping for Fort Recovery, Peyton Judy. And jumping for Valley will be Matt Slob. Believe it or not, that's his last name, Slob, S-L-O-B. Fort Recovery got the ball inside. His shot's up and good.
So good start there for Clay Schmitz. I know last night he offensively struggled a little bit, so good to see him getting off to a nice start.
2-0, Indians on top here. Yeah, we won 59-56 last night over Parkway, and we'll give you the rundown on that scoring later on. Petey did lead us there. I think he had 27 last night. Shot from the right side is no good.
Nice hustle play by Slob there.
Yeah, save that possession for Valley. Out front is Ethan Bowman with it. Right side, Bowman gets it back. On the left it goes. Down to Matt Slob. Who's their big gun? Do you know?
Ethan Bowman, number 10 here, is a four-year starter. He's over 1,000-point scorer, so everything's going to run through him. He's a nice player, 6'1 senior.
Ethan out front with a basketball. Yeah, I remember seeing that in the media.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
Inside, there's Slob up and no good, and it might have been Ryan Braun getting his hand on it, and Braun comes down with the ball. Here come the Indians leading 2-0. Cade Wendell on the left side it goes. There's Derek Judy. To Ryan Braun on the right wing. Back out top to Cade Wendell. Cade looks for a teammate. Goes to Peyton Judy on the right. He will pass off.
That goes off Ryan Braun, unfortunately.
So I don't think Ryan was expecting the pass, and it went out of bounds. Turnover. Indians with the basketball. I'm Rob Weaver here along with Jeff Vaughn coming to you from Missinawa Valley High School, the home of the Blackhawks.
Indians really looking like they're trying to speed them up. There's a shot by Bowman up. No good.
The rebound comes to Petey. Peyton Judy brings it down to Clay Schmitz. Lays it up and in. Quick. Clay Schmitz with all 4 points. And it's 4-0, and there's the ball tipped out of bounds. They say it was last touched by, I think, Derek Judy. Who we got next week? Who's the conference game next week?
We're at home with Coldwater next week.
Of course, that'll be on Friday night. Valley with the ball. Over on the left side is Alex Shaw.
Little push off.
Now on the left to Bowman. Bowman being guarded by Cade Wendell. He'll pass inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by Clay Smith. As it was DJ Howe getting the ball in there. Bowman will pass in. It's up off the glass, in and out, no good. Cade Wendell with the rebound as Blake Scholl missed that one. And so the Indians have the basketball back. Here's Judy, Derek Judy. He saves it into Clay Smith's hands, and he scores again.
So Clay has 6 on the night. Nice hustle play there by Derek.
It's the Clay Smith show. Clay's starting to get back into things after he had that illness to start the year. Missinawa Valley with the ball. They trail 6-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy offers a weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just check with a Cal Pharmacy pharmacist and sign up for their weekly prescription program. There's a jumper right side. It's good.
The two-pointer.
I think they pronounce that Shaw.
It's Shaw, yeah.
So Blake Shaw puts it in. Long two makes it 6-2. Outside Peyton Judy on the left side to Ryan Braun. Braun goes down the lane. Feeds right side to Judy. He'll fire. That's Peyton. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Braun. Way to go, Ryan. There's Cade Wendell. Cade goes inside. And the ball's going to be given
wow.
to Fort Recovery.
I didn't see anybody touch it, did you?
And Cade's lucky he didn't get called.
Yeah, offensive foul prior to that, I agree.
Valley wants a timeout. So a timeout on the court. We'll take time in for this commercial break. You're listening to PG14, J Country 101. And by the way, the...
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Back here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter, again, Rob Weaver along with Jeff Vaughn. It's 6-2 now. Here's a pass.
Turnover.
Thrown away as Peyton Judy tried to hit Clay Smits, and the ball got loose.
Second turnover in the night for the Indians.
Eric Bowman outside with the basketball. He will pass over here to Blake Shaw. Now on the left side, and we got a whistle. And
moving
assists.
Screen or not?
No.
What did they call?
Must be knocked. It must have got knocked out of bounds.
Huh.
Ethan Bowman, I should say, and not Eric. Ethan Bowman with the ball, tosses it in. Here's Shaw outside. Good.
Wow.
Blake Shaw.
He's got all five for the Blackhawks. Nice looking stroke.
Clay Smits has all six for us, and there's a foul called on Missinawa Valley. That's on Alex Shaw.
Number five, Will Hall, will come into the game and replace Matt Swab.
Cade Wendell will toss in to Derek Judy, puts it up short. Rebound comes to Valley to DJ Howe. Here come the Blackhawks. On the right side, there's
Carey
carrying the ball on Ethan Bowman. Anytime you get 1,000 points in your high school career, you've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
The most important feature in a window is trust.
Yep.
There's a turnover.
Call there.
And Grant Kanapke is going to come in and replace Derek Judy.
So Grant Kanapke comes in the lineup. Derek Judy will bail out. We've got Cade Wendell, Grant Kanapke, Ryan Braun, Clay Smits, and Petey Judy in the lineup for Fort Recovery. With the basketball now is
Max Dermeyer.
Yeah, Max Dermeyer just in the game. Here's another outside shot by Shaw. He misses this one. That was Blake Shaw. Rebound for recovery. There's Judy at the other end. Good. Peyton.
So the Indians been leaking somebody long every time here, so they're looking to push.
They are. Inside DJ. Shot by DJ Howe, and he's called for a charge. Shot did not go in anyway.
It'll be his first, team second.
Fort Recovery will get it back here.
Hey, Finlay! Finlay!
Down comes Cade Wendell with the basketball. He will pass over on the right wing. There's Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbling. Ryan Braun, top of the key on the left to Cade Wendell. Cade goes for the hole, stops. Back out to Ryan Braun. Clay Smits, right side to Peyton Judy. Peyton will dribble the ball. And Coach Bayshore wants a timeout, as you probably heard in the background. Timeout Indians, Fort Recovery leading 8-5. We shall return right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Place has a lot of sound in it when the band is
playing. Yeah, it does. It gets loud, doesn't it?
It gets loud indeed. Cade Wendell out front with the basketball. He's being guarded by Dermeyer. Cade goes down, tries to pass off Peyton Judy, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, not a real good pass there at Brian's feet.
So the Valley with the ball being pressed by Fort Recovery. Ethan Bowman will bring it up across the timeline. So far, he has not scored a point.
Cade's doing a really good job. Real close to a five-second call.
Ethan Bowman on the left, passing off. Back outside to Dermeyer. He will give over to Will Hall. Hall passes off to Bowman. He fires and misses. Rebound tipped out of bounds by DJ Howell, and it'll be the Indians basketball underneath the Valley bucket.
Yeah, right now Cade's doing a really nice job kind of frustrating Bowman.
He can do that.
Yeah, he can.
He is a pesky kid, I'll tell you. Peyton Judy, pass to Ryan Braun. They tried to catch the Valley defense with Braun going cutting behind on the weak side, and the ball went out of his hands.
And that's the fifth turnover for the Indians in this quarter.
Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget the Fort Recovery location is open until 8 o'clock many nights for your convenience. Here's a behind the defense pass to DJ Howe, and he misses an easy layup, but he is fouled. Let's see who's going to go to the line.
Clay Schmitz, I believe.
Or who got the foul, I should say. Clay
first
Schmitz.
One's on Clay.
Yep.
Team's first. DJ Howe did a nice job, Aaron. Just kind of, Clay fell asleep, backdoored him.
DJ Howe will put it up there. It is good. Rob Weaver here with Jeff Vaughn. Christian Peterson is our studio producer back in Portland. It is up and good. 8-7.
The Indians started out strong and kind of haven't scored in a while.
Right side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke feeds over to Clay Pearson. Pearson on the left to Cade Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. DJ Howe steals it away. Down he comes. He puts it up and got it. That's saying something, stealing the ball from Cade Wendell.
Yeah, definitely did. Blackhawks take their first lead, and there's a foul on Dermeyer.
Yep, Max Dermeyer. He says, I didn't do anything. Cade Wendell backed into me, which he might have. I don't
know. Yeah, there looked like a lot of contact there by Dermeyer.
So that's number one on him. Indians are down by 2 points, 9-8. Outside, there's Peyton Judy. Dribbling the basketball, right side it goes. Grant Kanapke into Braun, turns, fires, and can't get it to go down. Rebound,
offensive
Peyton.
Rebound.
Rebound, Clay Smith's no good. And rebound, DJ Howell from the Mississippi Valley Blackhawks.
Yeah, good job by Clay getting the offensive glass. Unfortunately, he couldn't finish it.
Here's Ethan Bowman. He goes to the hoop and got it. Ethan Bowman, his first basket of the evening with 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Right side to Peyton Judy. Indians are going to try to take the last shot. And we're getting to that point here. Here's Peyton Judy, three-point shot. Does not go. And that's the end of the quarter.
So after one, Indians trail 11-8 here to the Blackhawks.
Mississippi Valley 8, Fort Recovery 11. Stick around. We'll be back with quarter number two coming up here in a moment. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment. Handicap equipment of all kinds available for you at that fine location.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Now we start the second quarter, and the Blackhawks have the basketball. They lead 11-8.
Nice shot right there, and we fell asleep on the cross screen, and Slob makes his first bucket of the night.
Matt Slob, a 6'5 junior, and the Indians down by five now. Here's Ryan Braun, left side shot, in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Dermeyer of Valley. Max Dermeyer brings it down across the timeline, guarded by Cade Wendell. Dermeyer goes to the hole, stops. Ball slips away, picked up by Cade Wendell. Cade comes the other way. Here's a pass to Peyton. Judy does not go in and out. Boy, just can't hit.
Right now, Indians can't get that outside shot to fall at all.
13-8 score. Max Dermeyer, right side it goes.
That's Dirksen, who checked into the game.
Cody Dirksen, who is a 5'11 sophomore.
And Noah Leonard is going to come into the game and replace Ryan Braun.
As the ball is tipped out of bounds, and Valley will have it. Here comes Derek Judy back in. Let's see who he's going to replace.
He's going to replace Cade Wendell.
Cade's going to take a rest. Here we go. Inbounds pass underneath. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Noah Leonard.
And
the ball
tipped
by Valley. They have it up and in. Slob scoring.
That's going to be a full timeout by the Indians, and Coach Bayshore not happy. So, 30-second, I'm sorry.
30-second timeout. We'll be back in just a moment right after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Coach Mike Bayshore, not a happy guy there.
Not very, was he? There's a turnover going the other way.
Indians turned it over. Boy, been a rough night. We trail 15-8 here in the first
half. Seven turnovers in this first half for the Indians, and that was our key to try to turn them over.
We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter right now, and the Indians are down 15-8 here in the early part of the quarter.
There's a no call. Yeah, that was...
Man, how did they not call something on that? I think it would have probably gone against Peyton.
There's a turnover by Miss Sinewall. So good team defense there by Derek Judy with some ball pressure.
And Max Dermeyer hit the deck and lost the ball out of bounds.
Bowman's going to come back in, and DJ Howe for Miss Sinewall. Cade Wendell's going to come in and replace Grant Konecki, and Ryan Braun's going to replace Clay Schmitz.
Clay Schmitz got our first 6 points of the game. We only had eight. 15-8, 6:05 to go on a K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Indians down by seven. Brian Braun on the left to Derek Judy. Back out top to Peyton. Judy fires a three. Doesn't go.
Short.
So far, Peyton has been off the mark tonight.
Yeah, he has.
Brian Braun on the left to Cade Wendell. Cade looks for a teammate. Goes to Derek Judy, top of the key. Derek guarded by Ethan Bowman. Right side to Ryan Braun. Braun out to Peyton Judy. On the left to Derek Judy. Derek dribbling the ball. Goes underneath. Stops. Feeds back outside to Ryan Braun. Here's a drive to the hole by Ryan Braun, and he gets it to go down.
That's going to be Ryan's first points of the night. Indians trail 15-10.
5:15 to go in the first half of play here. Ethan Bowman with the ball. He'll set the play. Right side to Alex Shaw. Alex will try to pass back out top. And he gets it done underneath to Bowman. He puts it up, missed it.
Gets his own rebound, though. Puts it right back in.
Missed the reverse layup, got his own rebound, and scored for his fourth point of the night. And it's now 17-10. Indians down by seven again. Right side, Derek Judy with the basketball. Out top to Peyton Judy. On the left side, to Cade Wendell. Cade goes to Ryan Braun, top of the key. Right side to Derek Judy. Drives in, stops, pops it up. Got it! Derek Judy!
Nice little drive there by Derek, using his left hand and finishing.
That's his first basket tonight. And it makes us a five-point deficit, 17-12. Here in the first half of play. Right side, inside to DJ Howe. Goes to the corner. Back outside it goes to Ethan Bowman. Fakes the shot.
Wow.
Now he fires it and got it.
Wow.
Three-point basket for Ethan Bowman. He faked the shot, then faked driving, and that drew Cade Wendell away from him and left him open for the three, and he hit it.
And he all of a sudden has 7 points.
That was a nice move.
That was a nice rocker step, and he buried it right in Cade's face.
And Noah Leonard has the ball knocked loose, but Derek Judy picks it up, and there's a foul called now on Valley, I think.
Cody Dirksen?
Yep, Cody Dirksen.
Going to be the team's fourth foul. Dirksen's first. Dermeyer and Shaw come back in for the Blackhawks.
Ryan Braun to Peyton Judy. Peyton has just 2 points tonight. Not one of his better shooting nights, but there's a long way to go yet. We can always hope. Derek Judy on the left to Peyton Judy. He'll pop the shot. No good. Got his own rebound. Pops it again. Got it. Peyton Judy hits the second opportunity. Coach thought he had.
Got fouled.
Yep. And he might have been.
There's a turnover by the Blackhawks.
So Peyton Judy gets a three-pointer there. That's five for him this evening. It makes it 20-15. Cade Wendell out top to Derek Judy on the right to Ryan Braun. Braun way outside. Yeah. Oh, he tried to get it to Peyton Judy, and it's intercepted by Dermeyer. He'll come down, pops the shot. No good.
Oh, what a rebound by Bowman.
Ethan Bowman up, no good. Got his own rebound and stripped away by Cade Wendell. Wendell down to Derek Judy, who lays it in. Derek Judy. And the Valley throws it away.
Now the Cinewalls got seven turnovers. And the Indians are right back in it.
Yeah, they want to call timeout. Timeout Valley. It's 20-17. The Indians back to within 3 points here at Mississippi Valley High School. We'll be back in a moment.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rob Weaver here along with Jeff Vaughn, sitting right next to Bobby Leverett. Here's a shot up and good underneath by Noah Leonard.
Yeah, Miss Cinewall just fell asleep there.
Leonard's got the easy basket.
Actually, Miss Cinewall's playing with four players. They have four players on the floor right now.
That's
why he got an easy layup.
Swab comes in there.
I wonder how they got so open.
Right side. Wonder what happened there.
I don't know. And then there's another turnover by Miss Cinewall. So
Lake Shaw pulled his pivot foot.
This last probably minute and a half, Miss Cinewall's come unraveled.
Indians are down by only one now, 20-19. On the left, Cade Wendell. He'll pass to Peyton Judy. Takes the shot. He's open now, and he can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Dermeyer. Max Dermeyer will pass up here up front. There's Swab inside. Puts it up. Blocked by Noah Leonard. Ryan Braun comes away with the basketball. He'll come to the other end. He has it stripped away. He got it back. Back outside to Judy. He'll fire again. Got it.
Yeah, he did. That looked like I was going to be off to the right.
Peyton Judy with now a total of 8 points here. He's got two threes in this quarter. And that puts the Indians ahead 22-20. So we got an early lead and have not led in a long time. Here's Ethan Bowman not being picked up by anybody and drives in for the layup. High game.
And
a charge on Peyton Judy. Christ right in to Matt Swab.
And that's going to be Peyton first. Team second. Well.
Matt Swab, unfortunately, that is his real name, S-L-O-B. I guess some people are blessed, huh?
Yeah.
A shot from the corner, it's no good. Rebound comes down, tipped away by Noah Leonard. To Derek Judy. To Peyton Judy. Look out.
That's going to be they call another charge. I'm not sure about that one. I thought he was moving a little bit there, but unfortunately, it's on Peyton. That's his second.
It's got to be his second. It says only one on the board, but I know it's two.
You wasn't there on guard. He was on your side, and you didn't call it.
So Peyton goes out of the game.
He slid underneath him.
DJ Howell's going to come back in.
Blackhawks will have the ball after the foul on Peyton Judy. Here with it is Alex Shaw to Blake Shaw. Outside, Ethan Bowman. We have a tie game, 22-22, on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. DJ Howe out front. There's Ethan Bowman.
Yeah.
Passing to DJ Howe. He'll dribble, pass off on the right wing. Back outside to Ethan Bowman. At the volleyball line, he'll pass to DJ Howe on the lane. House dribbles, passing on the right side. With the ball there was Alex Shaw. He lost out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds by Derek Judy. 30 seconds to go here, second quarter. Tied up at 22 all.
New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency. Check them out.
Wow. Indians very fortunate there. Wide open layup missed by Shaw. Comes the other way.
Alex Shaw that missed it. Inside to Noah Leonard's block and no good. Valley with the ball.
12 seconds here.
They're going to take the last shot with a tie score, 22-22. Indians being... There's Ethan Bowman on a three. Doesn't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. And Noah Leonard can't get off a shot, and that's how the half will come to an end. Tied at 22-22. Indians trailed 11-8 at the quarter. We made up a little ground, and it's tied here, 22-22. A lot of turnovers.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. I got unofficially for the Indians. 10 turnovers there in that half, so... And for the Blackhawks, I have them for a total of 8. So
we'll be back to give you the scoring and so forth coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this from Mississinewa Valley. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor for outstanding service for your farm equipment. Depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaufman.
of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Calp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2340 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back once again at the Missinaba Valley High School. Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn here doing the game for you this evening on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Last night, let's just talk about that real quickly. Indians won 59-56. They trailed 14-9 at the first quarter. Tied at 27 all at halftime. Trailed 47-44 after three. And again, the Indians came back and won it in the fourth quarter, 59-56. 27 for Peyton last night. Petey Judy with 27, 16 for Ryan Braun, 6 for Noah Leonard, 5 for Cade Wendell, 3 for Grant Kanapke, and 2 for Clay Smith. Indians, let's see, did that make us 7-7 now? With that
yes,
win?
I believe we're 7-7 with that win.
So that's the way it was last night, and that was the first conference win of the year, which was nice to get out of the way.
Yeah, it was.
Lost some tough ones.
Yeah, and it was, I tell you, Parkway played pretty well, and in the third quarter, I think they had a 7 or a 9 point lead, and Indians just kept calling back, and Peyton hit, I think, 3 threes in a row that put the Indians back in the lead and held on to it the rest of the night.
And tonight, we're tied 22-22. Take a look at the scoring in that game.
Yeah, right now for the Indians, they're led in scoring by Peyton Judy. He has 8. Derek Judy has 2. Ryan Braun, 2. And Clay Schmidt had 6 to start out for the Indians right away. For the Missinaba Blackhawks, they're led in scoring by Ethan Bowman. He's got 9 for the Blackhawks. DJ Howell, 2. Matt Swab, 2. And Blake Shaw has 5. So for their total of 22.
In the big game tonight, we won that one 36-32. Had to hang on for the victory, but got it done. 9 points for Ryan Post to actually lead the way. 8 points apiece for Gavin Toby and Regan Martin. Those are the big scores, and we had 3 points for Riley Gilworth, 2 for Brian Benn, 2 for Ian Holman, and 2 for Kobe Wendell. But I guess when you win by 2, or by 4, all those points are important.
Yeah, they were. They were. And, you know, the Indians need that. Last night, I think the JV lost last night in overtime, actually, last night. So
we'll be back and talk about the girls' game today. You know something about that.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it wasn't not a real exciting game, but it's a good win. Anytime you go on the road, win.
So we'll talk about that right after we pause for this.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. Do you honey roasted deli turkey meat? Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Yes, Valentine's Day is coming right up here. Do you have your outing planned?
No, I don't. I haven't gotten that far. I probably got a basketball game or something that night.
That could be.
What about you?
No, I don't have mine planned either. So I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah.
We're both going to be in the doghouse.
That's right. That's right. That won't be the first time.
Today, the girls won 53-23 after a really disappointing finish, I would say, in the Franklin Monroe game on Tuesday. The ladies came back, won big against Parkway, and then won today against Valley 53-23.
Yeah, Tuesday was one of those games, you know, we had our opportunities to actually blow that thing wide open early on and miss some bunny shots, but, you know, that happens. And then Thursday night, defensively, we were very solid and really shut Parkway down. And, you know, today we came down here, and Miss Cinewall is having a rough year. No JV team because of injuries, and got out of here with a 30-point win. Grace Penn, I think, led us with 14. She shot the ball pretty well, and I think Val Mullenkamp might have been in
11.
Doubles with 11. So the other good thing was all the girls got to play. I know Macy Day off the JV team came in and nailed 2 threes, so she had 6. So about the whole fourth quarter of the JV team played, so it's good for them and get some of the younger kids some experience in the varsity game. So
some of the other scoring, Brooke Collig had 7. It was 5 points for Kiera Wendell. Also chipping in with 3 was Kaya Wendell and Hope Wendell, and 2 points for Olivia Patch and also Allie Vaughn. So those were all the scores. Like you say, Grace Chen had 14 at Val Mullenkamp with 11, and Fort Recovery's fine guard, Carly Stone, she was resting with her. She's had an ankle.
Yeah, she sprained her ankle Tuesday night, and, you know, our feeling was that there was no real reason to play her today, and we gave her the day off yesterday in practice, and we need to get her healthy for Thursday, because we got big game, Big Mac game at Coldwater. They beat us last year, and, you know, we got tournament draw tomorrow. We're the second seed. So we'll find our desk, you know, where we're going to be going tomorrow afternoon. The draw's at 2 o'clock.
So we know that already, that we
were the Minster's the number one seed, and we were the number two seed. New Bremen's 3, and St. Henry ended up 4, and then so on. So
now we could be at one of two sites, either Allen East, which I hope not, but maybe.
That's probably where we're going to end up, I'm saying.
Coldwater would be the other site. So.
Yeah.
And the district is actually at Wapakoneta.
Correct. So, yeah.
About set to go here for the second half. Let's see if the Indians can't break this tie and get in the lead here. We've got the ball first.
Got a little clock issue. Now we're ready to go.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Here's Petey Judy with it.
That's a name from the past, isn't it?
It's up and no good by Ryan Braun.
Petey Jackson, wasn't that one of the Delta players back in the day?
Yes, it was. That's why I keep saying that once in a while.
He played. Pretty good player, I think.
I think he played for them when they won the state title.
I believe you're right.
So Ryan Braun is at the line as he was fouled. He puts it up and good.
Ryan's got 3. Indians lead by 1. 23-22.
I keep telling myself, just say Peyton and you won't.
Yeah, I know. I call him Petey too all the time.
Ryan Braun hits it again.
So Ryan has 4 points.
There's our lead back, 24-22. Indians on top, pressing full court here, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. Valley will put it back in play as Ethan Bowman, their star player, will throw it in here. If the official ever give
him
the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. That was.
And he does throw it in to Alex Shaw. Back over here to Blake Shaw.
They're going to have to call it. Nope, they get it.
And there's two on one at the other end.
And there's a foul on Clay Schmitz.
There's a foul on Clay Schmitz.
Going to be Clay's first.
DJ Howe will go to the line for two shots here. You know, for your corn marketing, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They'd love to buy your corn. 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161.
Howe misses a free throw.
Off the back of the rim, he'll have one more. And it is no good again. Thank you very much. Ryan Braun got the rebound over to Cade Wendell. Cade across the timeline. Out between the circles to Peyton Judy. On the left it goes to Clay Schmitz. To Ryan Braun. Right side it goes to Derek Judy. Back out top to Peyton Judy. Ryan Braun to Derek Judy. And the ball is loose. Derek kind of dribbled it off his leg. And they're going to call a jump ball, and it goes to Missinwall Valley. So count that one as a turnover.
Yep. That is turnover number 11 for the Indians.
You having a game on Tuesday this week?
No, we are off. We go Thursday and Saturday. We're at Tri-Village, so another big game on Saturday night or afternoon.
Tri-Village, pretty good team.
Yeah, they are. And at their place to boot.
Outside with the basketball. Right side, there's a jumper from the corner.
Wow.
Three-point shot for Ethan Bowman.
He's got 12, and there's another turnover by the Indians.
25-24. Fort Recovery down by one here. Halftime was 22-all. Walking the ball across the timeline, Ethan Bowman for Ovalle. Nice senior guard inside, a backdoor play, and it's
stripped away by Clay Schmitz.
Yep. DJ Howe almost hit that. Here's Peyton Judy going inside, and it's blocked away from him. Valley comes away with the basketball. Over on the left corner, shot is up and no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun, as Blake Shaw missed that. Down to Peyton Judy, he puts it in. Little stutter step there. And Peyton lays it in.
Now Peyton has 10. He leads the Indians.
5:45 remaining here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians lead by one. Oh, DJ Howell behind the defense and lays it in. How did that happen?
I don't know. Looked like Clay Schmitz got back screen there and lost his man, and easy 2 points there.
27-26 now. Indians down by one. Ryan Braun with it. He'll pass off. With the ball, Cade Wendell stops. Pops a five-footer. Missed it. Rebound to DJ Howell of Missinwall Valley. Ethan Bowman will walk it up against Cade Wendell. Turns on the speed. Stops. Goes back the other direction off the screen. There's a pass down low to Alex Shaw back outside. There's DJ Howell with it. He'll dribble.
We got to stay down. There's a three ball, no good. Rebound battled for Clay Schmitz.
Ethan.
That's going to be a foul on Matt Schwab.
Ethan Bowman missed the three. Coming in is Trent Collins, and Schwab will go out. Also, Dermeyer comes
right
in.
Right here is where Indians have to make some ground.
Ethan Bowman.
Bowman goes to the bench
for a little rest.
For a break.
Yep. So we've got the ball with a one-point deficit, 27-26. Whoops. Foul's going to be called there. It's going to be on Blake Shaw.
Team's third foul.
Nobody's in any real foul trouble. Petey's got two for us. So we've got Peyton Judy. Also, Ryan Braun.
Derek Judy gets hit in the face. And Clayton Pearson's going to come in and replace him.
First time Clayton's been in the game tonight. Cade Wendell with the basketball. He will pass on the left side. Out top to Ryan Braun. Now there's Cade Wendell back out top to Ryan Braun. On the left it goes. So again, that was Clayton Pearson into Noah or Clay Smits, and it's no good.
Oh, Indians catch a break there. It actually got knocked out of bounds by Peyton Judy. I agree with the official there, and he changed it.
Yeah, changed his call. I think he just pointed the wrong way. Hey, everybody makes a mistake.
Yep, every once in a while. Ethan Bowman checks back in for Alex Shaw.
Wasn't much of a rest, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. For the finest in nutritional help for your animals, it's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. DJ Howe, a nice spin move, but he missed it. Peyton Judy comes down with a rebound. Here he comes racing down, stops, and puts it up and missed it. Rebound.
And he gets stripped again.
Hudson Wall Valley with the haul, with the ball here.
There's a charge.
Howe. Yep.
Nice job by Clayton Pearson to step in and take the charge.
DJ Howe picks up the foul. Fort Recovery fans wanted a foul. They thought Peyton Judy was fouled.
They thought he got fouled twice, I think. But.
So Cade Wendell brings it up for the Indians. We still trail 27-26 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. A very close game tonight. Cade Wendell. And the foul is on Valley. They're going to count it.
Wow, they gave him the and one, too.
Oh, they count them.
Yeah.
God, unbelievable. We will take that.
So Cade Wendell's going to go to the foul line. Trevor Vaughn's going to come in for the first time tonight and replace Clay Schmitz.
So Cade Wendell gets the NBA.
Yeah, he got continuation there, didn't he?
It's good.
Bobby Leverett don't agree with you, but I got to agree with you, Rob.
So it's good by Cade on the free throw. 29-27, a two-point lead here for the Indians now with the ball is missing the wall valley. Durmeyer tries to pass inside.
There's a block by Trevor Vaughn.
Nice block.
And there's a turnover by Judy.
Right side, shots fired up and good by Blake Shaw. Down comes Fort Recovery's Peyton Judy's knocked out of bounds.
And he loses a shoe in the process. Never seen anything like that. Coach Bayshore not happy. He's got to calm down here. And Ryan Braun told him. Referee not real happy. Ryan?
No. You don't want to check.
Nope, not now at this point. Tie ball game. Wow.
Cade Wendell out to Ryan Braun.
Almost
Braun
turned
bad.
Over.
Braun is actually knocked down almost. Here's a shot by Peyton Judy. Doesn't go from the left corner. And the rebound comes to Ethan Bowman of Mississippi Valley. Bowman across the timeline. Tie a game, 29-29. Bowman, a spin move. Passes off in the corner. Shots fired up. No good.
Rebound.
On Trevor Vaughn. Go! Trevor dumps it to Cade Wendell. Cade comes down. Passing on the left side to Peyton Judy. Judy
gets stripped again by Bowman, so they really got Petey frustrated inside. Quick hands by Bowman there.
2:20 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Tie game, 29-29. Valley with the ball. Back outside it goes. Around the horn to the right. DJ Howe with it down low. He'll pass off. It's up and good by Trent Collins, his first basket of the night. As he was cutting to the basket and DJ Howe found him. 31-29, Valley with a two-point lead. Ryan Braun back outside to Trevor Vaughn. To Ryan Braun, not a three, but almost.
Not a great shot there, probably.
Long shot is no good. Rebound, Valley. So Valley with a two-point lead and with the ball. 31-29 with a minute half to go in this third quarter of play. Ethan Bowman with the ball out front. He'll pass over here to Trent Collins. Back to Bowman. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Bowman goes left, goes right, goes left, stops. Passes down low. And now to Durmeyer. He puts it up and good.
Wow. Little floater by Durmeyer. And Indians trail by four.
Max Durmeyer, only 5'5", and there's a foul on Durmeyer. But Clay Smith is going to come back in for the Indians.
He's going to replace Ryan Braun.
So we've got Clay Smith, Trevor Vaughn, Cade Wendell.
And for
Peyton Judy, and also in the lineup is Clayton Pearson.
Bowman comes back out again for the Blackhawks.
Peyton Judy gets the inbounds pass. He had 27 last night. Tonight he's been held down, although he still has 10 tonight. On the left to Peyton Judy. Looks for a teammate. Dribbling the ball, goes in, pops the shot, got it. Nice two-point jumper there for Peyton Judy. He was about 6 feet away from the basket when he hit that. Valley with the ball. We have a 33-31
close
game
to
now.
10-second call there.
Indians trail by two here on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, 33-31. Durmeyer with it. They may play for the last shot. We'll see.
Down. I would right now with the lead and your leading scorer on the bench.
13 seconds left. There's a shot from the baseline. No good. Indians have time. Peyton Judy with the basketball. He'll race down. Feeds over to Clay Smith. He'll pop the shot. Got it!
Nice job there for Clay Smith to finish the quarter. So
a long two to end the quarter to tie the game.
Clay's got eight on the night. Tied up here at 33-all.
Give the Fort Recovery Indians credit for that. And a mistake by Valley. They took the shot too quickly.
And they did get a good luck, though, on the cross screen, but too quickly.
We'll be back in a moment.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Indians have the ball. Here's Ryan Braun as he hits. Gets a pass from Cade Wendell, who drove in there and drew the defense.
Close to another charge that was not called. And I'm surprised. Miss Stonewall still has Bowman on the bench right now.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I don't know if he's sick or not.
Maybe he's not feeling well.
I know he took himself out the one time.
Our fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber, thanks to Cooper Farm.
There's a turnover.
Our scoreboard sponsor. Here comes Bowman back in right now. They're coached by Tim Bargy.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time. He does a nice job with them. I mean, they're somewhat limited, but they play hard and execute pretty decently.
Cade Wendell will walk it across the timeline for the Indians. Being guarded by Durmeyer out front. Now we'll go over on the right to Clayton Pearson. Here's Peyton Judy. On the left side it goes. There's Clay Smith. He'll spin. He'll fire. It's no good.
Might have got hit on the arm there, and there was a no call.
Boy, he is going to be a good player. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's starting to come along.
Only a freshman out there, Clay Smith. Missed that shot, though, and the Valley has the basketball. They trail now 35-33. Out front with it is Ethan Bowman. Tries to drive on Cade Wendell. Can't do so.
Nice find inside.
And it's up and no good.
That's dripped by Peyton Judy.
And getting it back. It's up and no good again by Will Hall. He missed two shots. But he got the rebound.
Tell you what, they're playing hard, getting second chance opportunities.
Yep, they are.
I mean, they are definitely getting second chance opportunities.
6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. For quality building materials, it's Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's a wild shot.
The side of the backboard, no good. Peyton Judy comes down with it as Ethan Bowman missed that one a ton.
That was, another shoe off.
There's a Cade Wendell up and good.
And that's going to be another opportunity for Cade for a three-point play, so.
This time it was the Blackhawks who lost the shoe, Trent Collins.
Two different times now.
I don't think I've seen two players lose their shoe in the same game ever. Cade Wendell at the free throw line for Fort Recovery.
Probably the largest lead for them. No, we were up bigger than that, I think, earlier. Cade Wendell converts a three-point play. He's got 6 I had down for the night.
Yeah, that's what I have, too. I think they
missed one somewhere along the line. 38-33, Indians with the five-point lead. 5:42 to go.
Ethan Bowman brings it up for the Valley. That's our biggest lead of the game, I believe.
That's what I was trying to remember. I think it might be.
38-33. Valley had more than that earlier, but Indians lead now by 5, 38-33, scoring the first 5 points here in the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Ethan Bowman back out top. It goes, almost tripped by Peyton Judy, but DJ Howe picks it up. Over to Bowman, three-point shot does not go, and it goes over the top of the backboard out of bounds. So we get it back.
Yeah.
Chance to add to the lead.
Miss Cinewall has gone 3 minutes at least without scoring here. They had 33 to start the quarter.
You know, for those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, depend on Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Peyton Judy with the ball, top of the key. He will pass on the left. Clayton Pearson to Clay Smith. Smith turns and he's blocked out of bounds.
Tell you what, Miss Cinewall's had a lot of block shots tonight.
Here's Derek Judy coming in for the Indians. Let's see who's going to go out.
Assuming Clayton Pearson.
Yep, Clayton Pearson will lead.
So Clayton gave him some nice minutes.
Here we come with the inbounds pass to Peyton Judy. Hits the three-point shot. Peyton Judy starting to heat up now. And the Indian lead has gone to 8 points all of a sudden. 17. For Peyton Judy. And we got a whistle and what?
Foul on Clay Schmitz, maybe, or Clay Schmitz. Gonna be Clay's third, I believe.
4:25 remaining here in the basketball game in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Indians on top, 41-33.
About a 5-second call. That's not over and back.
Nope. Goes in the backcourt and going back to retrieve the ball is Alex Shaw for Valley. Here's Ethan Bowman driving, missing. Rebound comes to Ryan Braun. Bowman was just trying to do something.
Wild shot, and Bowman thinks he got fouled and is talking to the official.
Peyton Judy lays it up and in as he is red hot here with 19 points down. Here's Bowman with a three-pointer, no good, won't go. And the Indians are just starting to pull away here.
Yeah, and Bowman's getting frustrated, and that helps the Indians, and there's an easy bucket for Clay Schmitz, and Clay has 10.
Cade Wendell, a nice assist, and Clay Schmitz with the basket. It's 45-33. We've scored the first 12 points of this fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, 12-0 run here by the Indians.
We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. 1 is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The most important feature in a window is trust.
so go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
.45-33 12-point lead for the Indians, and Valley will have the basketball. They put in Josh Fett.
He's a jitterbug. I'll tell you what, that kid's quick. I watched him in the JV game.
Ethan Bowman over on the right side to Blake Shaw. Into DJ Howe. He'll pop the shot and got
no.
it. Oh, it did not go in.
A foul on Ryan Braun. Nope. Peyton Judy.
It's number three on Peyton. At the line, DJ Howe. Dribbles the basketball. Puts it in the air, and he missed
it. It's no good. So he's missed his last three free throws. He made his first two of the night. He's 0 for 3 since.
One more is up, and no good again. Ryan Braun with the rebound. Indians leading by 12, the first 12 points of this fourth quarter, and Valley has yet to score. Outside to Derek Judy. Out.
Looks like the Indians are going to do a little delay game here.
I kind of feel a little bad for Valley because they played such a great game, but I don't feel real bad for them.
Yeah, that fourth quarter has not been good for them at all.
Ryan Braun goes inside and good. Ryan Braun
so
with the basket.
They did show a little patience there and get an easy layup by Ryan Braun.
That's 8 points for him now. Inside it goes. It's up and in. They finally score. Matt Slob hits a layup with 2:45 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, it took him a little bit over 5 minutes almost to get a bucket.
Cade Wendell with the ball out front. And he will dribble to his left. Passes off to Ryan Braun. Back out top to Derek Judy. Judy in the center circle. Outside to Cade Wendell. Cade will drive and put it up and
no good block.
Got his rebound. Brian Braun on the left. Derek Judy out top. Judy will drive in past the right side and full recovery. Just the ball's loose and who's going to pick it up? I guess Cade Wendell got it.
Good hustle by both ball clubs there.
Right side, Clay Smits.
Oh.
He's going to throw it away.
And Coach Mike Bayshore gets a timeout.
And before the ball goes out of bounds. Timeout for the Indians.
Going to be a full timeout.
So we'll return in just a moment here at the Missinawa Valley High School in Union City, Ohio, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is Fort Recovery Lumber. You know, they design projects for you. If you have a particular project in mind, let them design the project for you. And then they will provide you with not only the design, but the building materials to build that project. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Indians put the ball in play. Here's Cade Wendell. Indians on top by 12 points. Cade Wendell in the lane. On the left to Ryan Braun.
Ah, bad pass, but Cinewall is going to get called for foul. I think it's going to be Fett.
I think it's on Ethan Bowman.
Bowman might want to back off because the official, I think, is about ready to ring him up.
No, it's not Bowman. It was on, must have been on Fett. So at the line goes Cade Wendell. scoreboard said he has four. We've got him with six. And now he hits that one. I'll have to check with Bubba afterwards. Picks it up, and it is good again.
I have him four for four from the line.
Yep.
And he's got two finishes, so we're right.
Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound comes down as Ethan Bowman just not having a real good game.
No, he's not. This second half hasn't been good to him.
On the left side, there's Clay Spitz. Back outside it goes to Peyton Judy. Coach Bayshore says just eat the clock, guys. Judy goes in, passes off to Ryan Braun. Braun dribbling the ball. Back outside it goes. There's Cade Wendell. Wendell free throw line. On the left. And driving the baseline, and Clay Smith, he puts it in, and he's having quite a game.
He's got 12.
This is his big game of the year.
One of his better games, yeah.
12 points for Clay Smith now.
Then he knocks the ball loose.
And Andy's going to be called for traveling. They said Clay Smith and Cade Wendell both had their hands on it at the same time. Cade says, don't worry about it, Clay. It's all right. Indians on top by 16 points. We are going to win this game. There's only 41 seconds to go, but it was a struggle.
Yeah, Blackhawks only scored 2 points so far in this fourth quarter.
We have outscored them 18-2 in this quarter. Inside, it's up no good. Rebound comes to Ryan Braun. Is missing that shot was Cody Dirksen. Missed the ball. Indians will bring it down. And they might just run the clock out. Cade Wendell with it. Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials. Depend on Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in business for over 100 years in the Fort Recovery community. 16 seconds, and that's going to be it. Indians are going to win it 51-35 over the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks. Congratulations, Fort Recovery.
Yeah, good win on the road. Like I said, it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. So,
and people who look at this score, it will not be indicative of the kind of game it was.
No, it wasn't. It was nip and tuck all the way until the fourth quarter, and then the Indians pull away in the fourth. So,
11-8, we trailed at the first quarter. At halftime, it was 22-22. After three, it was 33-33, and then we put it to them in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 18-2 in that fourth quarter to win 51-35, a 16-point win for Fort Recovery. And that improves the record now to 8-7 on the year above 500.
Yeah, so good job by the Indians, and get ready this week for a MAC matchup with Coldwater Cavaliers.
Absolutely. So, go ahead and give the scoring you got there.
Yeah, I know. I think I lost track a few times, but I know Peyton Judy finished the night with 19 points for the Indians. Ryan Braun, I have him down for four. Clay Schmitz, he had a nice night. He had 12 points. And I have Cade Wendell down for 8 points. And I believe Noah Leonard's had 2 points. Did I miss anybody?
You got Derek Judy. Did you mention him?
Derek Judy, I'm sorry. He had 2 points as well. So
that's unofficial, and we have on the JV score. Again, we won that one tonight, 36-32, as Fort Recovery was led in that one. 9 points for Ryan Post, 8 apiece for Gavin Toby and Regan Martin. And the girls won today. They beat Missinaba Valley 53-23. There was no JV game.
Correct.
30-point win for the gals, and again, leading the way was Grace Tin with 14 and Val Mollenkamp with 11.
So, yeah, the Indians had a good week overall here.
They did indeed. And next week it's Coldwater on Friday. And that'll be a home game.
And I don't know. We got a game Saturday night? I'm not sure. I know the girls play Saturday at Tri-Village. I'm not sure about the boys.
I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And again, you've got a game, big game on Thursday with the girls at Coldwater.
Correct. And they have won 11-game stretch, win streak going right now, Coldwater does. So wow. I'm hoping we get a chance to go and knock them off like last year. I know they kind of dampened our season a little bit at the end.
Well, we'll find out. We'll be there on Thursday to bring you folks the game. So we'll let you go, sir. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Have a great night.
Jeff Vaughn with us. Jeff Vaughn with us here at the Missinaba Valley High School, where the Indians have won tonight 51-35. We'll return in just a moment.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back at Missinaba Valley High School. Just double checking the scoring here. We had, according to the scorebook, Peyton Judy had 17 and not 19 tonight. So 17 for Peyton Judy. It was 12 for Clay Smits, 8 for Ryan Braun, 8 for Cade Wendell, 4 for Derek Judy, and 2 for Noah Leonards. For the Blackhawks, Ethan Bowman, their star guard, did lead them in scoring with 12, although he had kind of an off shooting night tonight. 7 for Blake Shaw. Also, 6 apiece for DJ Howell and Matt Slob. 2 points apiece for Max Dermeyer and also Trent Collins. Indians again trailed 11-8 at the first quarter. I think we were behind by at least 7 at one time, maybe even 9 in that first half. It was tied up at 22 all after the second quarter, 33 all after the third, and again 51-35 was the final. Fort Recovery winning to go to 8-7 over the year over the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks. Well, we don't see the coach coming out, so we're going to go ahead and sign off here. I want to thank you folks for listening in. We'll have the girls game on Thursday for you here on the radio, so tune back in for that as Fort Recovery playing at Coldwater on Thursday night. The game you'll hear exclusively right here on PG14 and J Country 101. Thanks to Christian Peterson, our studio producer. I'm Rob Weaver from the Missinaba Valley High School saying have a very pleasant good evening. And that wraps up our broadcast tonight. Thanks to Jeff Vaughn also for being with us this evening. And thanks to Coach Mike Bayshore for his pregame interview. Have a great night, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver.
You're listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.